Brittany Henry and Megan McGuire, and we're here to talk about the Paz Event Bazaar. Okay, how nervous are we?
Not too nervous because we have a lot of great volunteers that are helping us. So
that makes a big difference.
I'm really excited. Last night I was at the hospital and they're decorating the windows, and it's coming together, and I'm really excited. I think it'll be a great event.
Snow makes it perfect today, too.
Yeah. I wore my Christmas scarf.
You know, I could have done without the snow if you ordered it. Pox to your family. We spent a lot of time emphasizing the luncheon. Where are you in terms of reservations and the Friday night fling? Just where and all that.
Friday night fling is full. Okay. The luncheon, our 11 o'clock seating is full, but we have a few seats left at the 1 o'clock. So 1 o'clock luncheon, we can still come and enjoy the City Garden salad, chicken salad that we're serving. So let us know if you want a ticket. We can get you a table or a ticket. They're $15. It's 1 o'clock Saturday.
But beyond that, it's not just the luncheon, it's not just the Friday night fling. You guys have a bunch of stuff that people really can jumpstart their Christmas shopping season.
Yes, so the gift gallery area will be open both Friday and Saturday. Friday will be 3 to 7 p.m., and then Saturday will be 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Gift gallery will have florals, there'll be gift items, anything that you can buy, you know, any gift from the mailman, you know, to your school teacher, to things for the kids. So a lot of great items, sewing items, handmade wood items. And then the food pantry this year has done some neat things. You can get some frozen meals this year. They've always done soups, but there might be some other meals available as well, such as, you know, lasagnas, frozen lasagnas.
Joe.
So take and go during this busy time during the holiday season. So dry soup mixes and with the baked good items. So just a lot of new things, but still the traditional, you know, hanky-panky appetizers that you might get for, you know, those family functions during the holidays. So looking forward to all of that. And then the Antique to Boutique is still going on as well. So a lot of treasures there that you can find also.
Hey, let's give people a visual because sometimes people get nervous about, okay, what am I going to see when I walk in? Where do I go? Where do they go?
Paz Event Lobby, Paz Event Area Hospital Lobby. Walk in, and in one of the meeting rooms, we will have vendors, and those are local businesses that will have their items. If you turn to the main lobby part, that's where our gift gallery will be, and that's where Brittany had mentioned our florals and woods and, you know, the gifts, handmade things will be. And then we have our food pantry down the hall across from the volunteer office. So you can pick up your foods there. Antique Boutique will be in front of the cafeteria. That dining space right before the cafeteria will be the Antique to Boutique. So that should be the whole lobby, the whole first floor is us. The luncheon will be held in meeting rooms 2 and 3. And Breakfast with Santa will be located in the cafeteria. So we pretty much take over the whole first floor.
How quickly does the Breakfast with Santa thing fill up?
Too quick.
within days. Yeah.
The worst thing is when you have to tell a child no.
I know. It's so bad.
And each year, you know, it seems to become more popular. Mm-hmm. And it fills up very quickly. So I cannot reiterate enough every year as soon as those posts come up on Facebook and the mailers go out, I'd start calling because it seems to be very popular.
I know our chairs this year, they knew when the mailer went out because their phone blew up with reservations.
Sure.
And wanting tickets. So
people anxious to
do that. It's a good problem. Yeah.
The hours, again, not to the luncheon and everything else, but just, again, if somebody's just coming in just to look around and browse and maybe pick up some food and maybe pick up a couple of gift items, hours Friday are
3 p.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
On Friday. And then Saturday is 10 a.m. to 3 p.m.
Okay.
And we'll have our raffle at 3 o'clock.
On Saturday.
The drawing for the raffle.
Raffle is for free medical care for the rest of
your life? For 11, there are 11 packages. Okay. So a lot of great packages ranging from anywhere from $1,000 cash to a built barn by Bill Stoner, and there's a picture actually on the Paz Event Facebook page that they shared from the auxiliary event page that you can see on Paz Event Area Hospital's Facebook, so you can see a picture of that barn. And there's just a lot of items. There's jewelry, there's a pedal tractor,
a gift certificate to American Girl Doll, iWatch, Apple Watch, whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. So lots of
great stuff.
Yeah, lots of great items. We are still selling tickets for the raffle. So you can purchase raffle tickets.
Up until the drawing.
Yeah, up until drawings. And you do not need to be present to win. So you can go to the hospital and purchase those. Or I think you might have a few at the radio station. Yeah. If someone wants to come out to the radio station and see you, they can pick up a ticket.
I'll send it back to Ryan and he can take care of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And those are $1 a ticket.
Okay. Proceeds, again, go into a special fund.
Yes. So the auxiliary this year has chosen to buy a defibrillator for each floor of the hospital. So we'll be purchasing 3 this year. Each year they find a project or an item that will help the hospital to offset some of the budget costs for the hospital so that they don't have to, come out of their budget. So we help with that. And this year we've chosen a defibrillator for each floor of the hospital. So that will be 3. I believe the cost is around $50,000 for the 3 of them. So that's our goal, right?
$50,000, that's right.
And you guys, I mean, this is cruise time for you, isn't it?
Well,
it is.
If you're cruising on high speed.
It is. You run around and we've got, lots of raffle tickets, in our purses. I'm carrying around these candles, which I took it out so you could see this. This is our candle that we're going to be selling. We have 100 of them.
Okay.
So it's got our logo on it, Christmas Traditions. It's a spiced gingerbread scent, so really nice. But I've been packing around 100 of these. We've got 50 books of the Christmas Traditions hardbound book that will be sold. So there are only 50 copies. So those, I think, will go very quickly. Very cool book. A lot of tradition there going back to the very beginning of the bazaar. Lots of recipes, Christmas traditions, from individuals. So just a lot of really neat things in that book. And I think that's going to be a fast item that's going to leave the table very quickly. So $20 for those.
We can't thank our volunteers enough.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Our chairs have been amazing. And so I really want to, say thank you to them. They have made this event possible.